The Traveler's Journal, May 13th, with travel tips for expectant mothers. Once upon a time, mothers-to-be were advised to avoid all travel. These days, in the absence of a specific medical issue, maternity need not preclude the possibility. But before boarding a plane, consider the following advice. During the first trimester, it is wise to avoid frequent or long-distance flights. Low air pressure in the cabin can reduce oxygen in the bloodstream and cause shortness of breath. With advance notice, airlines can provide supplemental oxygen. Low cabin humidity can cause dehydration, which may harm the fetus, so drink lots of water. To prevent blood clots in your legs, take a stroll around the cabin every hour. Buckle your seatbelt low on the pelvis. Weeks 18 through 24 are generally the safest time to fly. Know that many carriers require a doctor's okay before they'll allow expectant mothers to fly in their third trimester. As far as vaccinations, consult your doctor, especially during the first 3 months. After that, shots for tetanus, diphtheria, meningitis, hepatitis, and polio are probably okay. Traveler diarrhea can tax the fetus, so be especially vigilant about avoiding uncooked food and bad water. If you do get sick, drink lots of liquid and call your doctor. Never take antibiotics without a prescription. And in the tropics, malaria is a threat to both mother and child. Both chloroquinine and mefloquinine are believed to be safe and effective, but avoid insect repellents containing the chemical DEET. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.